We're going to study Maharal, as the Maharal comments on events in Parshas Shemois, but the Maharal is not in the Gur Aryeh. We'll be studying the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael and in Sefer Gvuras Hashem. What we'll be focusing on is the fact that, amazingly, Moshe Rabbeinu was raised in the Paro's palace. Of all places for the Mashiach Shel Yisrael to be raised, for Mashiach Shel Yisrael to be fostered by the daughter of the Pharaoh, and the Medrash says that the Pharaoh literally raised Moshe on his lap. For that to happen is not only unlikely, but demands an explanation. Why does it have to be that Moshe is raised and that the Goyel of Yisrael is raised in the belly of the beast, within the palace of the Malchus that stands contra opposed to the emergence of a B'nai Yisrael at all? So let's take a look first at the Maharal in Perek Chaf Aleph in Netzach Yisrael. Acha shebi'arnu lecha b'prokim hakodmim, we've earlier explained, she'i efshal la'olam b'loi moishlan shal Malchus shal ha'umais v'heim dalud malchiyos v'Yisrael ha'umah ha'yichida he malchus sheyesh ba hakdusha ha'likis v'hi muvdelas min ha'malchus ha'iv de'gilulim. So he says, as we've explained earlier, that the world has to have malchios that are not holy and amongst the nations, and within and amongst the nations also Am Yisrael, with its malchus and with its kedusha, the holiness, the godliness of Am Yisrael. People who are not of that holy nature, and then at least one nation, Am Yisrael, of that holy nature. V'zeh, ki ha-malchiyos ha-elu, heim yisyachsim b'tzad ha-olam hazeh. They relate to the fact that this is a physical world. Asher ha-olam hazeh yesh bo shnei dvarim. It has two aspects. It has the physical aspect, ki hu olam gashmi, kasher yidua, u'mitzad hazeh ein bo kedusha. U'mikal makum i'efsha shalo yiyah ha-olam hazeh bo madrega kedusha. There has to be holiness because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And as a result of it being Hashem's handiwork, there has to be a nation that's holy, like Hashem is holy. It cannot be that there's no holiness and no holy people in a world created by God. Since the world is created by man, was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by holiness itself, by holiness that is Hashem. There has to be that aspect of man that relates to Hashem and that has that holiness of Hashem inherent within the people. That's Am Yisrael. So you have to have, therefore, the physical nations, the material nations who build up and are there all about the material world. But there also has to be that nation that's godly like Hashem is, that is a reflection of the godliness of the Creator Himself. Shelo yavo davar midavar, nothing can emerge from something else. Nothing can be created if it's not at all connected to the Creator. Im ein lo hisyachsus elov bedavar ma, kimesh hisbar lamala. And then as we look to the next column, a few lines later, he says, therefore, u'kneged zeh amdu ba'olam shtei bechinas mechulakos, oiv de gelulim shehem noitim el hagashmi, v'zehu bechina achas. So you'll have people and nations that are all about their physical development and even improving on the physical world and building up the world. V'ho maha yisraelis u'ma ha-kedosha k'neged ha-bechina ha-sheinis sheyesh ba'olam bechina shirayil olam tzad bechina kedusha bilti gashmis. And you'll have to have the people who are holy, because there's a holy aspect that must result from a holy creator, HaKadosh Baruch. And that's why Am Yisrael, Lekach, Yesh Li Yisrael, HaTorah, HaMitzvos, V'chol HaDvarim, Elikiyim, Bilti Gashmiyim. And so Am Yisrael is that nation that has that holiness and that has that internal nature, the Pnimius of Kedusha, that's reflective of the Bayri Olam, reflective of HaKadosh Baruch himself. Now, in the next paragraph, he goes on to say that in the physical world, you can measure distances, and you can measure the size of things, the dimensions of anything of a physical nature, north and south, east and west, but there's also within those four parameters, there's a midpoint. And that midpoint is very much a place, it exists, yet it's beyond measure, because it's a midpoint. And he says that that's the mashal for Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is amongst the nations, but not of the same nature. We're not of the same character. We are of a different character. So they are of a character of a physical nature and of physical purposes. And they are therefore measured, so to speak. And you can see that that's their purpose, to build up the world, to create and build a world in its physical aspect. But then within that world, you have the dimension of the midpoint, the pnimius. And that's the holiness of Am Yisrael, the holy nation amongst the nations. Now let's look at the Maharal in the Gvuras Hashem, where the Maharal very pointedly wants to explain why the emergence of Malchus Yisrael has to be from and as a result of and from process within the Malchus of the Gelulim. Before this paragraph, at the very beginning of this piece of Maharal, he describes how when you have that which is missing, that which is absent in all of the other Malchus, in the physical Malchus, so then they demand that what's missing, when I say they demand, it means that by nature, what's missing ultimately must arise, must fill that vacuum, if you will. And so that which is not present in all of the other Malchus necessarily draws Am Yisrael out to rise up and become what the image of a proper nation is supposed to be, a nation of the Spirit, a nation of holiness. Mizeh hatam hoya gadol Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom bepaltin shel melech Paroi. Ki Moshe ha-Mashiach yosiv ha-pischa de-remi. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Mashiach awaits to arrive, and his arrival is so to speak, connected to the very gates of the city of Rome, meaning that it's not from outside, but from within the process of Rome, that Mashiach necessarily, and that the advent of Mashiach becomes a reality. Kilule oisa heheder sheyesh benimtza, lo sochol tzura acheres hamukuyemes achakach. It's because of that which is missing, that which has to be brought out in order to complete the picture of what man and what a Malchus should look like, that is how the nature of the holy people, therefore, must arise. That's one point, and he makes that point in the earlier paragraphs of Perek Yud Ches. But now, he goes on to say something which is just a little bit different. V'od yesh lecha lohavin. Ki Malchus Yisrael b'hischadsho, that the advent of Am Yisrael, when it becomes predominant, when we are going to have Malchus Yisrael, renewed Malchus Yisrael, as in the case of the first Memshelis Yisrael, which was that which resulted from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shlohayu Malchus Kodim Zeli Yisrael, we weren't a Malchus until Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ula Osid, Malchus HaMashiach, Shetischadish Malchus Chadosha. Similarly, there will be the new Malchus Yisrael to arise when the advent of the Mashiach comes. Ki Yoitza Min HaMalchus HaRishoyna Shelefneze. It doesn't just come after the previous Malchus, but it arises and grows from the Malchus that precedes it. It is a result of the Malchus that precedes it. And that's the idea of Moshe being the result of the Paroi and his palace. Vizeh, the reason is, Ki Malchus Yisrael HaKadosha Sheyesh LaMadreg Elikis, the holy Malchus Yisrael that has this holy quality and that has this holy uplifted nature, this Madreg Elikis Pnimis, this internal essence of great and holy value, he tzoymachas mitoich malchus bilti kedosha. It specifically arises out of that which is not holy. not holy contains within it the potential for, and contains within it the material for that which is totally spiritual, to arise, emerge, and then even become predominant. That's how it is for a very, very essential Malchus, holy Malchus, that's not of a physical nature, and that's not about the physical world. It has to be within the world, and then come blossoming out from the physical world, overtaking the physical world, overshadowing the physical world, and obliterating the physical world, so to speak, as far as importance is concerned. It doesn't literally obliterate the world, but it ultimately predominates. All of this is merumas in the pasuk in Yecheskel Chav Ches, v'oitzi esh mitoichecha, that a fire comes out from Israel. A fire comes out from amongst us, meaning ki yitzias hakedusha hanimsheles be'esh, the holiness is like fire, which is pure energy. L'dakus ha'esh. Fire is here described as that which is so fine, it's so not material, as opposed to the other elements like earth and wind and fire, earth and wind and water, which are of a much more tangible physical nature. Fire, which is this pure energy, that is why the Navi Yecheskel calls us this esh, this fire within all of creation, this holiness that is the fire within all of creation that Am Yisrael represents, and this fire that is Am Yisrael and its holiness will burst forth mitoch davar chol, from within what is otherwise really mundane and chol and earthy, v'serdef es hakol. It doesn't necessarily mean that it destroys everything, it means that it becomes predominant. V'chein timtza, and now he says a fantastic idea, he says that's the nature of the pri and the klipa. V'chein timtza, you'll see this, shehaperi ka'asher hu bilti nishlam, a fruit, before it's ripe, hu b'teich haklipa, it's in its shell, it's in a rind, ad shehapri gadol, until the peri becomes big and strong and grows, va'emid al shleimusai, and becomes complete and ripe, va'oz, and then when it's ripe, kasher haperi gadol, nifsuda haklipa, the rind is almost negligible, it's overtaken by the peri. And the fruit bursts forth and bursts out, mikoach gidul haperi, because of the successful growth and development of the pri. Shekol dover sheyesh lemadrega pnimis, everything that has this quality of being of the essence, not external, but of a quality of essence, that which is within. Hu yoytzei mitoach dover shehu chitzen lai. It emerges from that which is merely external to it, because the externals are ultimately shown to be just that. They're just externals. They're not vital. But the essence of man, the essence of man is holiness. But that holiness roots within us. And that holiness, when Memshelis and Malchus Yisrael bursts forth onto the scene, it completely overtakes the people, the Malchios around us, in which we have lived, that have been home to us, in which we developed our Kedusha, and then that Kedusha will burst forth. That's the meaning of, and the importance of, Moshe having been raised in and brought up in the house of the Pharaoh. So that holiness that is Moshe and the future of the people he will lead should come mitoch davar hachomri, from within that which is merely the physical shell and klipa. Dim loikein, were we not within, if we would just be next to or on the shelf, so to speak, amongst the other flavors and brands, lahaya el hanivdal madrega pnimis, we wouldn't be different and distinct. But because we are not of that physical nature, and we are of the spiritual essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when He created the world and when He created man, we are within man and within the nations of man to emerge when we are, so to speak, spiritually full and complete and ripened. So this great idea of the Maharal is an idea that expresses itself and makes the understanding of why Moshe had to be raised in the house of the Pharaoh something that's not just amazing and miraculous, but is actually given a great meaning. It's given a universal meaning. It's not just about Moshe, not just about that Malchus Yisrael that emerged from Mitzrayim. It's about the entire purpose of a world of people, a whole world built that seemingly is this physical world, but within this physical world is the mark of the Creator, and that is the mark of spirituality, the mark of the essence of all that HaKadosh Baruch meant to create. And that's Am Yisrael, the tachlis of all of Bereishis, Mishul Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis, emerging from the world around us, from the entire world, because we are the essence of the world. And so, as the essence is within, it eventually grows and becomes so powerful as to burst forth onto the scene, to come out, and then to become predominant. Now this Maharal, importantly, was quoted by Rav Teichtal, by Rav Yisoch Shlema Teichtal, Alav HaShalom, Hashem Yinkum Domoy, in Eim HaBonim Smecha. In his classic work, Eim HaBonim Smecha, describes Rav Teichtal's great work, his magnum opus, describes the need for Shiva Siyah and the need to build up the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Very different from other great Hungarian Rabbanim of his time, Rav Teichtal urged us to support Eretz Yisrael, to support the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact that obviously the forces bringing together the possibilities of the Yishuv in our time were at that time particularly all secular. And there was great opposition on the part of most of the Rabbanim in Europe, great opposition to what was political Zionism, because it was not a religious effort, it was not religious Zionism. Rav Teichtal was a martyr. He had spent the war years in hiding, basically from 1942 until the end of the war, he was in hiding. He had to flee his town of Pistian in Czechoslovakia. He was in Budapest when he was caught and deported 2 years later. And he perished tragically a few days before the end of the war. In a transport car, he was murdered just a few days before the end of the war. Rav Teichtal, on page Kuf Chav Dalet and Kuf Chav Hei, writes about the need to support the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, in spite of that which seems to be its outer shell of very much unholiness. V'chein, Ayin B'Sefer Gvuras Hashem, the Rabbeinu Maharal Miprag, Perek Yud Ches, the Perek we just studied. V'atikas L'shoyne HaKadosh, I will quote some of the holy words of the Maharal. Ki Dvarav HaKadoshim Mafitzim Or Al Hana'asa Bizmaneinu Be'eretz Yisrael, because the holy words of the Maharal, says Rav Teichtal, sheds light on what's happening in Eretz Yisrael in our time. Hagam shenase al yidei poelim ba'alei hachomer b'mida gedola ma'od. In spite of the fact that what's going on in Israel and that the building up of the land is at the hands of people who are of a very physical, not spiritual kind, they're not observant Jews. In the main, those who are building up the land are doing so with secular purposes in mind. U'begashmius rabba. They are people of a very earthly nature. They're not of the holy pnimius of the holy Am Yisrael. Af al pi kein, yehiyu meviim lemadregos elikios gedolos. They will bring us and bring the Jewish nation to great, great madregos, great levels of godliness, eventually. V'chas v'shalom l'rach kein ulemanein b'mif'olam. God forbid, we should not in any way distance ourselves from their work or push their work off or try to in any way forestall their success. Ela adarabah, lekarev oisam, we should bring them close. b'chol mash efshar, as much as we can. V'liyos b'siyatam, we should be helping them build up the land. Kizeh haratzayin ha'eliki. L'hiyoseis dafka kain. This is the will of God, that there be this malchus that's of a secular nature, a state that's seemingly of a secular nature, but within it, because it's Am Yisrael, within it, it's going to have holiness. And the holiness will develop like the fruit develops inside the shell or the rind of a fruit. The ultimate tachlis, the ultimate point of what they're doing, whether they realize it or not, is of great holiness. Things that are of great holiness will eventually evolve. From that which they are doing, those secular Zionists, it will become an inyan neir of a niskav ma'od. It will be something of awesome and great importance. Asher hu tachlis asideinu hagodol. It's the ultimate future for Am Yisrael. V'haromas hakeren shalouma hakdoisha. It's going to enable, and from within it will arise the great pride of the holy people Am Yisrael. Asher aleha nibu kol nevi'enu hakdoshim, about which all of the holy Nevi'im have prophesied. And then he quotes the Maharal that we just studied. So it's this idea of the Moshiach Anshel Yisrael being raised and being promoted, fostered by all that's unholy in the very palace of the Paro himself. It's the Mashiach at the gates of Rome, waiting to emerge from Rome. And it's the holiness of Am Yisrael and the holiness of the entire idea of being in Eretz Yisrael as Am Yisrael, Al Piteres Yisrael, which will emerge from that which is not yet so holy, which will emerge, Rav Teichtal says, from that which is this klipa, the mere shell that's being created in the non-holy Medinas Yisrael, that will eventually become the holy Am Yisrael of the future, Am Yisrael of the Geula Shleima.